But Trump's not a billionaire. He's a fake president. He calls everything else fake because he knows he's fake. He projects. He's a classic. I don't know what you call it. Everything that he says that negative about other things or other people is what he's saying about himself. So he's fake. He's a loser. He is a genuine loser. And to get somebody who's real, like Bloomberg, who's worth, I think, over $50 billion or maybe a lot more. And this guy, he says he's worth three-something billion. We don't even know if he has. He's just a total huckster. He's a hustler.
Yeah, and he's, and I think one of the things that angers him probably the most is that people like you, people from Hollywood, which he craves to be a part of your world. He craves to be a part of the world of the, you know, of the famous, of the people that are actors or athletes. Like, he wants to be a part of your world. And the rejection from people like you, I think, is one of the things that bugs him the most.
How could you not want? I mean, when I was in New York before, you know, before he was doing all this stuff, I never even wanted to have anything to do with him. I mean, I heard he's around. He wants to take a picture. I want to take. I have nothing to do with him. He's a fool. Everybody knew that. But I mean, now he'd call up the tabloids and say he's the agent for. He'd call up Forbes magazine. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And
John Barron.
People bought it.
Yeah, absolutely. Last one thing before I go to the movie. What do you make of Giuliani?
I think he lost his mind. I think he's what a shame, because he had something going and then he just prostituted himself to work with Trump. I mean, guys, how could he do that? I have no understanding of how he could. He was a guy who used to prosecute people with the RICO Act and so on, and now he's part of a criminal family. It's, you know, he's the Tom Hagen.